Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
So you've all heard the news. Jimmy Kimmel is off, at least for now. Questions about whether the show will ever return. Various entities calling for an apology. Brendan Carr, the FCC, weighing in and saying this is terrible. So, what's our policy? You can't have an opinion about something unless you know what it was. So this is what he said. You've heard some of the excerpts in the news. This is what he said on Monday night. There was also Tuesday night comments, but this is what he said on Monday night.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it. In between the finger pointing, there was grieving. On Friday, the White House flew the flags at half staff, which got some criticism. But on a human level, you can see how hard the president is taking this.
My condolences on the loss of your friend Charlie Kirk. May I ask, sir, personally, how are you holding up over the last day and a half, sir?
I think very good. And by the way, right there, you see all the trucks? They just started construction of the new ballroom for the White House, which is something they've been trying to get, as you know, for about 150 years. And it's going to be a beauty.
Yes. Okay. He's at the fourth stage of grief, construction. Demolition. Construction. This is not how an adult grieves the murder of someone he called a friend. This is how a four-year-old mourns a goldfish. Okay.
So that was part one. Part two, again, because I always don't like to have an opinion about something until you know what the thing actually was. That's true for whether don't have an opinion about a movie and whether it should be censored if you haven't seen it. Don't have an opinion about a drag show unless you've seen it. Don't have an opinion. I mean, don't have an opinion about Jimmy Kimmel getting canceled off of his show or suspended anyway temporarily unless you've heard it. Again, this is part two. This is from Monday.
And it didn't just happen once.
When I heard it, I was in the midst of, building a great, for 150 years they've wanted a ballroom at the White House, right? They don't have a ballroom. They have to use tents on the lawn for President Xi when he comes over. If it rains, it's a wipeout. And so I was with the architects that were designed. It's going to be incredible. And they came in. They said, Charlie Kirk is dead. I didn't know what they meant. I said, he's dead. Charlie Kirk was shot. And they thought he was dead because it was so horrific, Mm-hmm. And I said, dead.
And then we installed the most beautiful chandelier. Sconces you wouldn't believe. There's something wrong with them. There really is. I mean, who thinks like that? And why are we building a $200 million ballroom in the White? Is it possible that he's doing it intentionally so we could be mad about that instead of the Epstein list? By the time he's out of office...
All right, so that's what we said on Monday. The Tuesday comments I'll share with you in just a second. A couple of thoughts here. First of all, the falsehood of alleging that the Charlie Kirk murderer was a MAGA person. The public airwaves are an entity of trust saying things that are just false or unjustified and unsubstantiated. That's problematic. I'll be honest. I don't think that what he said rises to the level of threatening the licenses. Personally, it's obnoxious, it's offensive, it's stupid, it's terrible. You have this also weird thing about, like, the public airwaves is different than if you were doing it on cable, if you were, legally, okay? I will say this, I don't get why the people in the audience are laughing at some of the stuff. But then again, I've studied the Stanley Milgram experiments in obedience and other experiments in obedience where people in groups behave weird because they think it's what they're supposed to do, where people will do orders that they're told to do, where people will report lines are shorter than they are because other people have said the same thing. I kind of wonder, do people think that, like, we should find out all the audience members who laughed? Should we take it out on them? Again, it's different because he's a public figure. His product is ideas, as opposed to his product being, say, steak, or his product being, an educator. It matters what you do, what appropriate response there is. But I have a very wide tolerance. I have a really wide tolerance. And if you say awful things, stupid things, mean things, what have I always said? I will defend your right to say them. Now, is Sinclair right to push back? Is Nexstar right to push back? Well, they're within their rights, certainly. They have the power to control their content. Just like, you know, my bosses could get rid of me any day for any reason. It's their radio station. I'm not entitled to this job. I might think they're wrong, but if they want to get rid of me, they can get rid of me. Right, John? Right?
Yes.
Any moment, agree. For any reason. This is an at-will job, and it is at the pleasure of Dave and Mary Hoxing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's the nature of being in media. If they think their license is jeopardized, I mean, there's, you know, like, okay. So it's not my choice to tell Sinclair what to do with its stations. It's not my choice to tell ABC or Disney what to do with their on-air product. I'm just saying, you know, would I do it? Well, I don't like the idea of canceling people for saying obnoxious things any more than I like the idea of violence in response to people who say obnoxious things. I have said and will always say, though I hate what you're saying, I will defend to the death your right to say it. Like I said, public airwaves are a little different than bare speech rights, but Jimmy Kimmel wants to say horrendous things. Okay. Because I don't want, if there ever were obnoxious people on the right, kicked off the airwaves either. Now, there are limits, okay? Because it's public airwaves specifically, there are limits. But for me, I didn't hear anything that I think the federal government should get involved in. Was it stupid and crass? Of course. Should you be joking about an assassination? Of course not. I mean, when it comes to, like, the position that you should have... Actually, let me take a quick break. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. Always this traffic, you know?
I know. I'm so sorry. Okay, so we've got a major issue still going on right now. I-10 westbound. Traffic is at a basically standstill due to an earlier accident. So if you are approaching I-110 going westbound on 10... you definitely need to get off at Scenic or before and get back on 9 Mile because they've got it shut down all the way from Highway 29 through Pine Forest. They have that entire westbound lane shut down for right now.
Good Lord.
Due to an earlier accident. Yeah, that's going to, yeah, you can, yep.
You
so looking out the window.
You just can't go to Alabama today.
No. I mean, you got to take 9 Mile to get back to 9 Mile on the I-10.
Or the... what's the one farther, much farther south, the Lillian Highway, you know? Like, those are your options.
Yeah.
Wow. Or boat, you know.
Well, true. We'll use yours. Okay.
Yeah, okay, yeah. 2.5 knots later.
John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, thanks so much, John. So, you know, when it comes to, I was thinking about this last night, like, what are the morally acceptable, that's not to say legally acceptable, what are the morally acceptable views to have about the Charlie Kirk assassination? In my opinion, there are three. These are the three morally acceptable views. Not legally acceptable, morally acceptable. View number one, Charlie Kirk was a great man, murdering him was evil. Number two, Charlie Kirk was a man of mixed qualities, and murdering him was evil. Number three, Charlie Kirk was a despicable man, and murdering him was evil. People can have a perfectly robust discussion about whether his ideas were good, mixed, or bad. They cannot have... morally, a meaningful discussion about whether murdering him was acceptable, right? I mean, okay, so then that's morally, right? Those are the only three, and I would love more to hear people who say they hated him also say murdering him is evil, period, end of story. Just like murdering the Minnesota legislator, just like attacking Nancy Pelosi's husband, just, I mean, all of these things, attacking President Trump, attacking the healthcare executive, I always want to forget his name, but, you know, you get what I'm talking about. Okay, the Louis Mangione case. But then what do you do with people when they say something other than those three views? Well, that's the challenge of the First Amendment. As we've said many times, that is the challenge. When somebody's product is ideas, it's appropriate to respond by complaining about the ideas they're expressing. You know, my product is ideas. If you don't like the ideas I'm expressing, it's perfectly fine for you to talk to the station and say, I don't like his ideas. That's different from somebody is working in some completely unrelated field. Capitalism separates the ideas, the religion, the ethics, the sexual views, their family status, all that separates that from the product. So trying to get people fired from their regular jobs Texas Roadhouse, because of views you find unacceptable, is ridiculous. Really ridiculous. In between there, you have teachers. Teachers are a hard case because on the one hand, you know, it's a position of public trust. It's not a right. It's a privilege. Also, you want people who have good judgment. And if somebody even is unclear about that murder for political reasons is unacceptable, I don't know that you want them teaching kids. Maybe at the college level, if only because at the college level, we have a much wider tolerance for all kinds of ideas. K-12, not so much. So, you know, when the governor says yesterday, talking about this, when, you know, Governor DeSantis talks about this and says, yeah, no, I don't think with the teachers we have the same view.
We're just going to keep making sure that there's a higher standard. Yeah, you know, you have a right to kind of do that stuff. But you also have a responsibility in these positions of public trust to behave in ways that are consistent with, I think, appropriate standards. And just as a dad of kids, I would not want my kids in a classroom being taught by a teacher who thought it was fit to revel in the assassination of a young father of two. I don't think that's appropriate.
And I agree with him about that. Teachers are a different case. They are. Okay, so what could Jimmy Kimmel have done differently? Well, he could have been Stephen Colbert. Did you see what Stephen Colbert said? Now, this was last week. This wasn't, you know, just this week. But it was very interesting because he took a very different approach on his show. And frankly, I want to, you know, give him credit for that because the way he talked about it was quite different. And, I mean, significantly better. And, you know, he actually broke format. He opened his show. This was on Thursday night. He opened the show sitting at the desk instead of doing the monologue.
We here at The Late Show learned that Charlie Kirk, a prominent right-wing activist, was killed at a speaking engagement in Utah. Our condolences go out to his family and all of his loved ones. I'm old enough to personally remember the political violence of the 1960s. And I hope it is obvious to everyone in America that political violence does not solve any of our political differences. Political violence only leads to more political violence.
Amen, brother. And he actually, then he did the monologue and he said the same thing.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. Folks, the country is still shocked and horrified by yesterday's assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. However you feel about his politics, he was a young father of two small children and an American who has the constitutional right to express his opinion in safety. Mm-hmm. It should go without saying that violence is never the answer to political disagreement, but I think these days it should be said as often as possible.
Absolutely.
And in such troubling moments, I'm grateful to any leader who, instead of dividing us, points to our common humanity. Yesterday, Speaker Mike Johnson made a call to bring the temperature down.
We need everyone who has a platform to say this loudly and clearly. We can settle disagreements and disputes in a civil manner, and political violence must be called out, and it has to stop. Political violence has become all too common in American society, and this is not who we are.
I agree with that sentiment. We should be able to settle our disagreements civilly. In the end, as Americans, we are all brothers and sisters. Or at least Mike Johnson and I look like we are.
They do, too. See, that immediate... And I would have told you if you'd asked me that Stephen Colbert, I think, though I disagree vehemently with him about politics, I think at his core, actually, Stephen is a fairly decent person. He's a religious person. He's a Catholic. He takes it seriously. I can't say that about Jimmy Kimmel. I don't know that about Jimmy Kimmel. I don't actually know if he has any religious core at all. Not that religion alone is the definition, right? I know many very decent atheists and married reprehensible religious people, okay? But still, Kimmel, what he said was bad, was in poor taste. He missed an opportunity to be the leader that his audience really needed from him. And individual stations or networks and ABC and Disney can make whatever choice they want. It is their power to do that with a product that is ideas. People celebrating canceling somebody for their obnoxious views, a government threatening to use its censorship power to remove public airwave rights to somebody who says offensive views. Yeah, I can't go with that. That's the whole game, baby. That's it. That's the whole idea of the First Amendment. Graffiti Bridge, a guy got punched and elbowed and bear sprayed for expressing something stupid. You got to arrest the people that attacked him because they engaged in violence. You don't arrest him because he painted paint on a bridge that people wanted to keep a certain way, and that's allowed because those are the rules for Graffiti Bridge. We've somehow or other just got to learn that we, you know, speech is speech is speech is speech. Except for some very, very, very rare exceptions. 625 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McHale. Somebody says, Andrew, move on. You've been talking about this all week. No, we took a day off yesterday.
We did. A mental health day.
Specifically. Also, this is the only story in the universe right now. You can be upset about that, but this is the everywhere story. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Still dealing with the major issue on I-10 westbound. Traffic is now backed up all the way to the I-10 interchange. So if you are trying to get to Alabama, you can either take 98 or just head down 9 Mile. That goes into Alabama. Or join I-10 westbound back at 9 Mile. That road, part of the road, is open. Other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't the thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Ready to level up your future? George Stone Technical College trains students for real-world careers, fast. From welding to healthcare, IT to public safety, their hands-on programs get you job-ready in months, not years. And yes, financial aid and grant opportunities are available for all students. Affordable, local, career-focused, visit georgestonecollege.edu. That's georgestonecollege.edu and take the first step today. You can change your life at George Stone.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday evening, join your friends at another gallery night in downtown Pensacola. This month's theme is the Art of Hispanic Heritage. Visit Pensacola.com has more. Saturday morning, enjoy the dozens of vendors at Dr. Martin Luther King's Plaza and Plaza Ferdinand. Grab a freshly brewed coffee and a homemade treat while you take in Palafox Market from 9 till 2. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey! Bring the bottle back.
Oh, somebody said Jimmy Kimmel did the Man Show. I'm not sure that's the guy morally we should be defending. No, it's true.
But
and also,
he did it
nominally
in the
90s. Catholic, I guess. He claims to be Catholic.
Yes,
but,
he does.
You know, some people you see it even when they don't say it, and some people you do not see it even when they do say it, right? Mm-hmm. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. President Trump today meeting with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer in Chequers, the Prime Minister's country residence, day two of Trump's second official state visit to the U.K., Vice President J.D. Vance offering to send the National Guard now to Detroit to crack down on crime. Speaking yesterday in Howell, Michigan, Vance said that all they need is for Governor Gretchen Whitmer to make the request.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, by the way, have you ever noticed I read texts from people who disagree with me vehemently? Kind of because that's, you know, the idea of disagreement and free speech.
Chris Foster, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is hosting President Trump at his official summer residence. There's a state dinner last night hosted by the British royal family.
The royal treatment from King Charles III displayed diplomatic overtures as the U.S. and U.K. finalize a trade deal.
Our alliance spans every field of endeavor and shows vast potential for growth.
The banquet table inside Windsor Castle seated more than 150 guests from the worlds of government, finance, and big tech.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Disney suspends Jimmy Kimmel's late-night show on ABC for accusing Trump supporters of trying to score political points from Charlie Kirk's murder. FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr on Fox says something's gone wrong with those shows.
They went from being court jesters that would make fun of everybody in power to being court clerics and enforcing a very narrow political ideology.
America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is looking like a beautiful morning. Clear skies right now, 71 degrees in Pensacola. We'll get to our forecast with Channel 3 and Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. Well, in this morning from Pensacola Police, both suspects in that incident at the Charlie Kirk Memorial Graffiti Bridge this week have now been arrested. Investigators say 49-year-old Larry Wayne Hopkins turned himself in on felony battery charges. 56-year-old Troy Donovan Groh was previously arrested, also charged with felony battery. Investigators say the victim was pepper sprayed after attempting to paint over the Charlie Kirk mural just before the vigil Sunday. They believe that Groh pepper sprayed him and Hopkins tackled him. The victim had to be taken to the hospital after the incident. They were not seriously injured. Florida senators are pushing for China to free a political prisoner. Senator Rick Scott, Ashley Moody, dozens of their colleagues yesterday sending a letter to UK Minister Keir Starmer. President Trump is meeting with Starmer in the UK today. In the letter, the senators ask Starmer to work with Trump to free British citizen Jimmy Lai. Scott calls Lai a pro-democracy leader who is unjustly imprisoned by the communist Chinese regime. Scott said it's an urgent mission as the 77-year-old Lai's health is declining after 5 years in prison. A 13-year-old girl from Mobile, Alabama that was previously reported missing is now facing criminal charges after crashing her grandparents' vehicle in Escambia County. FHP says the teen's grandparents had first notified police in Mobile when they discovered the girl and their vehicle were missing. The girl was later found after crashing that car into a ditch on Pine Forest Road. She sustained minor injuries and was treated at the pediatric unit at Sacred Heart Hospital before being released back to her grandparents. Governor Ron DeSantis marking Constitution Day yesterday by unveiling a statue of Ben Franklin in Franklin County. The governor said the state leads the nation in giving rightful recognition to the founding fathers.
He was taking a huge risk to be agitating for first the redress of grievances, but then ultimately separation from Britain.
And Governor DeSantis says while some states were removing historical statues during protests after the death of George Floyd, Florida took the exact opposite stance. The statue unveils celebrating the signing of the Constitution in 1787. Well, one person is dead after becoming unresponsive on an amusement park ride. Happened at Universal Orlando Resorts. They say a guest died yesterday after going on the Stardust Racers ride at Epic Universe. The guest lost consciousness on the ride, was taken to the hospital where they passed away. The Orange County Sheriff's Office is currently investigating. The Stardust Racers in Celestial Park is described as being a dual launch coaster with speeds of up to 62 miles per hour. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. If you are on I-10 westbound approaching the I-110 exit there, you're going to see the traffic is basically almost to a stop. It is moving barely due to an earlier accident that happened right there after that. Let's see here. We've also got it closed down. Let's see, I-10 westbound all the way up to Palafox. Not Palafox, Pine Forest. I was thinking Palafox, but anyway. All right. So, but other than that, it is moving, but it's very slow. So either take 98 or 9 Mile to get yourself to Alabama right now if you're in a hurry. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. Now our Channel 3 forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
We are going to have a beautiful day today with a high near 89 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 68. For Friday, mostly sunny skies, high near 89. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 71. Going into Saturday, high near 90 degrees, sunny skies. And by Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 72. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, looking like a gorgeous morning. We've got 72 degrees, clear skies, sunshine. Our next news at 7, we've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Now let's get a look at our market report from Your Money Now.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Treasury yields were lower this morning as investors evaluate the latest interest rate decision and the broader state of the U.S. economy. The 10-year Treasury yield dipped over 3 basis points to 4.045%. The 2-year Treasury yield shed over 2 basis points to 3.524%. The Federal Reserve has approved a quarter-point interest rate cut, the first in 9 months, with officials judging that recent labor market softness outweighed setbacks on inflation. The key interest rate now sits between 4 and 4.25%. Hyundai Motor is increasing its revenue expectations for this year, despite ongoing U.S. tariffs causing the automaker to lower its expected operating profit margin for 2025. The South Korean automaker revised its financial targets today ahead of the CEO Investor Day in New York City. Futures are moderately higher after the Fed's interest rate decision. Wednesday, the Dow Industrials gained 260. That's Your Money Now.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
What does New South Proud mean? It means you can save 35% on windows and doors. And not just any windows and doors. We're talking New South American-made windows and doors that offer premium protection from hurricanes, intruders, and noise. And they're guaranteed for life. Get 35% off American-made windows and doors until October 31st, 2025. Call 800-NEW-WINDOWS. Visit newsouthwindow.com/deal for details.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
We'll be right back.
morning, and thank you for being here today. I don't have the words to describe the recent tragedies our nation has faced. 2025 has been ugly and full of so many bad things. What I want to share with you today is there is hope. In the midst of all the bad and heartbreaking news, there is hope. This past week, I was out knocking doors to connect with the residents of District 4. One man shared with me, "We pray for you every Tuesday. I am honored that complete strangers in our community pray for me. They pray for us, and they pray for this board. Thank you." Another woman shared that she prays every night that for our country, and can you imagine how much worse things would be if we didn't pray? Her words echo in my heart. Sometimes we think that praying is the least that we can do, when in reality, it is the most. There are 403 churches in Escambia County. If you are looking for hope, peace, or need some clarification, I encourage you to walk in, sit down, and just be there.
Have I mentioned recently how much I like Ashley Hoffberger? I mean, you know, one of the things that she does that it's a little irritating to me, which is she writes out her comments and then she reads them. At least I believe she is. It doesn't sound like she's speaking because I know how she speaks and she doesn't. But hey, that just means somebody takes it seriously enough to make sure she gets the words right. Because that was great. I mean, that was, do it again. You know, say that again. That's fantastic. And talking about, you know, going to church and we have hope and people praying. And the commissioner forum comments from the Escambia County commissioners on Tuesday were I'm quite powerful. Mike Kohler also.
I remember when I was at where I was on 9/11. I was lieutenant in Branch Medical Clinic, Whiting Field. I remember that day like yesterday. I remember my wife at the time was working at Cordova Mall and they exited it. I didn't know 10 years later I was going to be deployed, what they called an IA, to Joint Task Force Guantanamo Bay. It was one of the darkest places you could walk into every day. You walked through Constantine Wire. You went through multiple sally ports. And when you got in, the people there didn't care if you're black or white. They didn't care if you're Republican or Democrat. They didn't care if you're gay or straight. They just hated you every day. It was one of the darkest places to live for 7.5 months every day. And when I left that place, I thought, man, I hope I never see this kind of hate again in my life. I really do. I'm worried. I know we're going to have some hearty discussion here, but I believe it's time to push back on this ridiculous violence across the board.
Yeah, same. I'm worried by what I see in these, crazy people celebrating political violence. I'm worried in what I see in other people calling for punishment or accountability or, you know, canceling or, you know, consequence culture, whatever you call it. It's all the same thing. I'm worried on both sides. You know, if you destroy what you are in protecting what you are, you haven't actually preserved it. And we are really dangerously close to doing that right now, in my opinion. So, you know, pardon me for saying it often, but I think it needs to be said a lot, and I don't hear enough people saying it. You have rights. We should protect those. You also should use restraint. The best way to protect a right is to not use it, and we need all of that. So, yeah, and the hate is, God, I don't have so many things to say. Political violence doesn't start by being interested in politics any more than religious violence starts by becoming interested in religion. That is a complete mistake people make. Political violence starts with a sneer. It starts with contempt. It starts with refusing to listen to somebody else. It starts with dismissing them. You say, how is dismissing somebody political violence? I didn't say it was. I said it starts with it. You know, Jesus gives this, you know, wonderful, very challenging analogy where he says that, you have lust for a woman in your heart, you've already committed adultery. You've already committed adultery in your heart. Why? Because you've got the seed of the end result already. And the only thing that kept you from acting on it was practicality or you didn't want to get caught or whatever, right? You've done the thing in your heart. Well, sneering, having contempt for somebody's view, arrogance, is a kind of saying that their views, their personhood doesn't matter. They're despicable. They're stupid. They're beneath you. They're less human than you are. That's what all of that means. And, you know, it goes through stages. Trying to, you know, not listening to somebody is an example, but trying to shout them down is an example. I remember when DeSantis came and spoke at the Fish House and the Democrats across the water were trying to make so much noise that you couldn't hear him. I mean, that's political violence light, trying to shout somebody down. So it's not a care about politics. It's not a care about religion. It's a unwillingness to listen and to take people seriously. And Steve Stroberger, I thought his opening comments in the forum and commissioner's meeting yesterday on Tuesday were fantastic.
If we, and I don't want this to come off like a lecture, but if
it's okay. I do it all the time. It's okay. Don't be embarrassed.
But if we don't have to agree on everything, but if we lose the ability to talk with one another, then we lose the ability to solve anything. So respect is important for us with you. It goes both ways.
Yeah. And if either side or both sides don't practice it, then we have a problem. 437-1620. Oh, somebody texts and says, what happened at the Fish House isn't political violence unless you also count Ron DeSantis shouting down reporters as political violence. Being rude to other people isn't great. I agree with that. Cutting them off isn't great. Hearing them out is better. How much speech you allow contrary voices in your event is, it's a dicey question. I don't read all of the texts that come in. Sometimes I don't think they're productive. I mean, it's ultimately I'm responsible for the show, not you. So, you know, but I try to represent the different viewpoints as much as possible. 437-1620, John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
All right, I-10 westbound between Davis Highway and Pine Forest. We're seeing some slowdowns due to an earlier accident. The good news is traffic is flowing again. It's just very, very slow due to the earlier congestion. So be aware of that. Also, the front gate of NAS is backed up all the way to Sunset now. So just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you need any kind of video footage produced for you or just taken, Pelican Drones does all of that. They client testimonials, they can do that. Documentation of structural damage around something you've built or that's been built. Training videos for your staff. Website about us videos. In the air, on the ground, flying, walking, whatever the case may be. And including, again, all of the production. That's what Pelican Drones does. I know you might think, you know, hey, I don't need the aerial footage of anything. Okay, but they don't just do aerial footage. Now, they do fantastic work at that. But, you know, so if you're trying to sell something or just document something or, I rent it, you know, it's the Airbnb and you want to do a video of that, hey, this is what they do. 10-second video, 30-second video, you know, 2-minute video, whatever the case may be. And then you own it, by the way, when they're done. And you choose how much you want to get them by the hour, by the half day, by the day, whatever the case may be, or more, or ongoing contracts. Pelican Drones is great at this stuff. Find out more at pelicandrones.com. 648 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Somebody says, 437-1620, by the way. Somebody says, so when is it political violence and when is it expressing your right to protest? In my opinion, the distinction is, are you trying to stop somebody else from expressing? If you're expressing, you're fine. If you're using expression to shout down other people when they're trying to host an event, that's the same germ. That's the same tree. That's the same bush that produces political violence. Because what you're saying is that that person's not entitled to express their opinion, especially to an audience that's come there to hear them. This is why, you know, if you really start looking at the world through this lens, you'll see it everywhere. Think about the people who deliberately interrupt the proceedings of government bodies, not to engage in conversation, not in public forum, but to be a protest, to be a spectacle, like the Code Pink people I think of particularly in Congress. You know, they're always demonstrating, doing something, disrupting the proceedings. Well, you're not entitled to that forum. You're not participating in the process. You're saying that you have the power to do something to stop them from speaking, and you're going to use it. That that is political violence in its early forms. We're so right and you're so wrong that we don't have to respect you, and we don't have to respect the situation, and we don't have to respect what you're doing. We can interrupt you. I mean, that it may not involve actual violence, but you get that that's the same principle in its early form. So, yeah, there is a difference, a massive difference. Now, sometimes you have two sides of a protest and they're chanting and we're chanting and you're shouting. That's normal. I'm talking about this effort to stifle, silence, censor, punish, prevent. That is a very different beast. I would say the two sides yelling at each other, that's America. One side stifling the other, that's communist China. I don't know if I can explain it any more clearly than that. 437-1620. Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars. They got about 300 on the lot, so you have a lot of sedans, a lot of vans, a lot of trucks, a lot of Jeeps, a lot of sports cars for John. He's a sports car guy. But the point is you can try a lot of different things. And you don't have to meet a different salesperson for each different make that you go for. You know, like, you got to meet the Ford guy, and then you got to meet the Chevy guy, and then you got to meet the Nissan guy, and then you got to tell them all your life story. You know, just it's so exhausting. Go to one place, try a bunch of cars all in one place. If you find what you like, you know, good quality used cars, 1 to 3 or 4 years young, 10 to 40 or 50,000 miles that they're going to warranty to 100 or 10 years. And then if they got what you want and it's a good price, buy it. If they don't have what you want, send them looking for it. But use them as your starting point. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Severe from Vicks.
Sinex Severe nasal spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Severe instantly relieves nasal congestion and works 6 times faster than nasal decongestant tablets. The 12 hours of relief allow you to get back to the moments that matter without congestion.
Daddy, we need more balloons.
On it.
Try Sinex Severe from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
Love electronics? Join the award-winning team at ADX Communications, home of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN 1330, and Pensacola's Playlist. We're looking for an experienced electronics technician who can keep our stations running smooth, from the studio to the transmitter tower. Competitive pay, great benefits, and a fun, fast-paced team environment. Apply today at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
The Neal Clinic, tomorrow morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Sandy?
Tell me about it, Stud.
This ain't Texas. 6:54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. Got a couple of texts in here. Somebody says, Andrew, the graffiti bridge thing is more of a violation. It's not like just speaking. It's trying to stifle what other people were doing. Oh, yeah, no, he was wrong for doing it. Was it illegal? Did it demand violence in response and by a private citizen? And the answer is no, no, no. Was he stupid for doing it? Oh, of course. Was he rude? Yes, of course. What should you do with it? Hard question. But you can't punch him and elbow him and bear spray him. I mean, it's that simple. And in fact, I don't know if we haven't played the actual audio from that. It's actually kind of interesting. Here's what actually happened at Graffiti Bridge.
We're going to make sure everybody's voice is heard.
Sorry, that's not it. That's actually Mike Woods. Here's the one, the ambient from it. So this is him walking up and spraying. And then you hear people objecting.
Whoa, 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 whoa. You can't
can't touch me. You can't touch me. You can't touch me. It doesn't matter. You can't touch me. Everybody's got a right to paint it. You can't. Whoa. You can't touch me. You can't touch me. Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Yeah, well, they punched, elbowed, and bear sprayed him. Yeah, he's right. You can't touch him. Legally, you're going to get arrested and charged, which is, we now got the second person in custody that surrendered to the PPD. We'll talk to Mike Wood coming up next hour. You also shouldn't do this. It verges on fighting words. It verges on disturbing the peace. I don't think it quite qualifies. But remember, if somebody does fighting words to you and then you punch them, you're both going to jail. That's your speech isn't protected. Their violence isn't protected. So, but you're right. What he was doing was a lot like, what the protesters were doing. I agreed. 656 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic for us.
That's right. If you're on I-10 westbound between I-110 interchange and through Highway 29, still seeing some delays from that earlier accident, but traffic is moving on I-10. So great news on that.
What exactly is butt traffic?
Traffic.
The way you said it was...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. The 12-year-old in me hears everything wrong, John. Come on, you know that.
But traffic is moving again.
I got you.
Okay, all right, I see where it is.
I don't think David's going to be able to do the news. Go on, John, finish it up.
And also, the NAS front gate is backed up to Sunset right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives. Anyway, go ahead. Hey, David.
I'm just going to.
Time for the news.
I'm just going to pass.
It's like the elementary school field trip to the radio station.
I'm just going to pass. Sometimes discretion is the better part of humor. David Wayne is in the newsroom.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Some new details out about the decision to pull late night host Jimmy Kimmel from the air on ABC. FCC Chairman Brendan Carr had reportedly threatened action against the network after Kimmel joked that the Charlie Kirk assassin was MAGA. Kimmel, of course, then was suspended indefinitely yesterday. Vice President J.D. Vance offering to send the National Guard into Detroit to crack down on crime there. He said their Governor Gretchen Whitmer would have to make that request, though. Some other politicians there in Michigan appear to be against that possibility. The Federal Reserve yesterday cutting interest rates for the first time in 9 months. They cut rates by a quarter percentage point. This comes, of course, as the president has been calling for them to lower rates for several months.
Thanks so much, David. I appreciate that. 658 on News Radio. Now, I also appreciate that you were able to do your bit there because neither one of us could have done anything at that moment that would have been helpful. Oh, somebody says the people you're talking about the demonstrators like the Code Pink people. The people you're talking about are so committed to their rights being protected that when their government refuses to protect their rights, they disrupt the proceedings that are aimed at limiting or hindering their rights. That's the most American thing there is, or else you have a problem with Jefferson. Okay, so let's walk this through. Would there ever be a time when it's acceptable to demonstrate, protest, and disrupt a proceedings? Yeah. When you would also be justified in using violence to overthrow the people who are oppressing you. Think Britain and the American colonies. Right? We expressed violence against them. We destroyed property. We killed soldiers. We used what they believed to be terroristic tactics against them. But because what? They were oppressing our rights. If you are allowed to revolt against the government of Britain, you would be allowed to disrupt the House of Parliament proceedings if you were able to get in there. So, Code Pink, okay, what they're saying is we would be justified in using violence. We're sort of only going to do this. And that's what I've been saying too, which is when you do that kind of behavior, you're expressing the same sentiment that violence is okay. You follow? We are not there yet. We're not in that position yet. We're nowhere close to that. That's why it's so unacceptable. You're